Hi guys, this is Matt from the James Bond Complex here to tell you that this video was actually recorded over a year ago. I apologize to all the people involved in the recording, Edgar, Kyle. I apologize for the delay, but now I hope you enjoy the final edit of Beers for Bond.
Well, worth the wait.
Hello, dear listeners and viewers, and welcome back to the James Bond Complex podcast, the podcast where we discuss, rejoice, drink up, and savor in the James Bond phenomenon in all its shapes, forms, and flavors, from Fleming to films, and everything in between. Matt, it's a delightful Saturday afternoon in early March. It's only minus 10 Celsius, whatever.
Spring weather.
Montreal spring weather. What are we doing this week, Matt?
This afternoon, we... Actually, this is the second time we're recording this episode.
Is it? I blacked out the first time from my memory.
Spoiler. I don't know what happened to the footage. We still have the audio recording, but since it's, you know, it's a visual... episode, I guess. We decided to reshoot it and... Yep. Honestly, I think our setup with the lights and everything, two cameras, there's a camera there, there's a camera that you can point at, the beer cam, as I call it. I think it's in last October or November.
Because it was during a vacation I had, and I went over to your place like on a weekday.
Yeah.
So.
And I came across a beer from a local brewery that inspired me. At first, I was like, oh, it's an oddity, something, you know, just to giggle at. But then an idea formed in my head. And
as you are wont to do.
Yeah, it's kind of my deal. There's a beer that has a Bond type of name that we came across. It's from La Brosse Brewery in Pointe-Claire on the island of Montreal. Give it a shout out. By the way, this is not a sponsor video. I bought all those beers because it's, you know, it's a beer video. But, you know, I proposed the video. I was at a grocery store and I was keeping finding these beers that have either direct or, in some case, indirect link to the Bond franchise. And some of them just, you know, they have funny pictures on the beers themselves. I picked, how many beers did I get?
Eight
beer. I don't even remember. So we'll show them, we'll savor them. But since, now, I'm not a beer expert.
And nor am I.
You're more of a connoisseur, but we need help. So we're going to get help from Mr. Kyle Barbeau. Kyle Barbeau.
Québécois.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he? That's a French-Canadian name, by the way.
It was just a couple of friendly Canadians. Bonsoir, Matt. Bonsoir, Edgar. Ça va? That's about all the French I've got, even though I have a Quebecois name. But it's nice to see you guys again. I was just doing my taxes.
Since we're doing a beer episode, and you're the most knowledgeable of all the Bond creators about beer...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, please, gentlemen, you could say this was a video I was happy to join.
When we bring a beer out, you know, obviously you can't taste it. I can't even ship them to you. But you can tell us, depending on the type of beer, what it's known for, what it goes with, you know, those types of detail, just for amusement. And hopefully you still have a good time with us.
We're big fans, Kyle. Hi, from Montreal.
Kyle from... It's easy smiles and expensive watches.
On Instagram. Just massive followership. I mean, he
no, we met him in last year.
In Operation Snowfall. Yeah, we had lunch with him on the Saturday.
On a Saturday.
I'm doing my best because this is like over a year ago at this point.
CN Tower.
Yeah, CN Tower lunch. The most expensive, but of course, most delicious vegetarian dish I'd ever had in my entire life.
We are busy enjoying the beers, Kyle's going to be doing something. I don't know.
Does he have any guns? I know he's a big watch fan. He obviously has some Omegas.
You know, I'm sure he's going to keep himself busy. So.
Target practice.
Whatever, man. I feel like we've teased that beer already. Let's bond.
Evoire, the doubler.
Make sure to get a close to the camera, because this is the Blonde, James Blonde beer from La Brosse. I actually went to that brewery. When I saw their label with the No Time font, they have images from taken inspired from all the movies. I had to buy it.
It is a blonde beer.
Blonde beer. Kyle, would you regale us with details regarding blonde beers?
Oh, all right. What you're drinking right now is what's called a Kolsch. Kolsch is a traditional German style of beer that's very light. It's hoppy, but it's also very bright, crisp, and refreshing. German beers have to conform to a law that's called Reinheitsgebot that goes all the way back to 1517. And by this law, it stipulates that beer, in order to be legally classified as beer, can only be made from malted barley, water, hops, and yeast. Nothing else. Anything else that is added to the brewing process technically changes the definition of what the liquid is, and it wouldn't be beer anymore. But Kolsch is a German style of beer that conforms to Reinheitsgebot. It's fermented warm, but not hot. Like an ale, but it's aged like a lager. So it's tough to define whether a Kolsch is a lager or an ale, but what I can tell you is they go down really easily.
Oh, has its kicks.
It's a little bit bitter.
Oh, a tiny little bit, but you know, as such a beer fan myself, not with Kyle on the show, I ain't gonna be playing that role, but I like it a lot. It bitter, yes, it's maybe... You could maybe make the case that it's surprisingly bitter for a blonde. It's a little bit Daniel Craig. It's a little bitter.
Yeah, actually.
I have to say, it's funny. Not too long ago, we did a 3-hour marathon with David Zeritsky about marketing Bond. This is really cool marketing. Blonde James Blonde, which is the giveaway of what type of beer it is. But that name is, it makes use of the No Time to Die font. So clearly, this is a fairly recent beer. It's really cool. And there's no copyright infringement here. All the images, the gray, pale gray cartoons in the background are not direct copy and paste of official 007. It's like their own versions.
I think they're so...
You have a poison-tipped shoe. You have a motorcycle. You have a sumo wrestler. You have a bowler hat. I have to say, probably one of my favorites is the little chair that looks like it doesn't have a bottom.
That's a good one. The sub, the deer.
The deer is a good one,
the
too.
The tank for Goldeneye.
But it's smart. Like, it's all iconic imagery from the Bond. Like, when you take a look at each of the individual images, you know exactly what Bond movie it's from, but it's generic images.
It's, you know, but what's fun, it's sort of, how big a Bond fan is the person or the people that decided, let's make a beer that's called Blonde James Blonde. And it's also a pun on Daniel Craig's, Bond Not Blonde.
That takes me back
to good old 2005.
I just noticed there is a No Time to Die reference. You got a little broken kabuki mask.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, up there in the corner there.
It's just enough that they can't get copy. Like,
I know, it's good. I like it. And by the way, the beer is pretty delicious as well.
Beer as... No, it's a blonde. Kyle probably gave us a... tons of detail, but I think they're still selling them, but I think they're selling them so well, you know, the marketing, the brand, the name, because I've seen all their other beers in local stores, but this particular type of beer, I had to buy it online and send one of my agents to acquire it because it's I couldn't find one. There's apparently not a store not far from here that sells it, but I didn't have the time. Mm. So
I know the Spyscape experience in New York did designate us as agent handlers, so we tell agents what to do. It doesn't matter. We have people everywhere anyway.
Yeah. So. All right.
Do you want more beer?
You know what? Yeah, I do, but let me see if I can get one last.
Oh.
Do you have a straw?
No. It's not very gentlemanly.
No.
And we are, what are we but not gentlemen?
Oh, yeah, we're.
I don't think this camera can see me. So what shall we, I think I know what you're going to tell me to do. I think I can see it coming, but I want to hear it from you. Which beer are you dying to try out next?
You know what? I already feel a little bit light.
Oh, do you?
I feel excitement. I feel like a kid again. You know what?
This is 5%, by the way, we forgot to mention.
Oh, 5%. Yeah,
that's probably give a little indication of what.
Indication, yeah. You know, I feel like Roger Moore right now.
Do you?
Yeah, and you know what? I want to go to the circus at the same time.
General, there's a bomb in that cannon.
Sure, where else would a bomb be?
Great clown, then.
I'm deadly serious. I'm a British agent.
What?
For God's sake, tell him who I am. Kamal and Orloff double-crossed you. I saw them take the jewelry off the train.
What do we have here?
And this is where we're stretching. Obviously, the people that designed this beer probably don't even know that there's a movie called The Octopussy, a Bond movie, and it takes place partially for a sequence in a circus tent. But you know what? We're having fun. It's not entirely Bond theme. I think some of them, you know,
some of them, you see these thing, and it's like, how could they not have had Bond in mind when they designed this?
Well, the first one we did, but there's another one. I'm like, I know what they're doing, but you know what? It's such a name that's associated with the franchise. But regardless, with what type of beer is it?
So this is from a brewer called L'Espace Public, public space.
Where is it from?
I
think that's from Montreal too.
We will get. Et c'est sur l'avenue Les Tourneaux à Montréal. C'était sit. In
here,
Montreal,
right
Quebec.
Here. Right.
Yeah. Oh, when you get some beer in me and we're just doing local brews, it's fun to get a little bit of So no, it's from here in Montreal. So it's basically bière de cirque, which is circus of the beer.
What type of beer is it?
This is a bitter beer. Does it say exactly what
I think
type
it's
it
on
is?
The front.
Oh, it's a goose.
It's IPA.
Goose IPA. 4%. 4%.
4%. Kyle, please regale us on details on IPA Goal.
This is where he's... Hi, Kyle.
So it sounds like what you're drinking could be classified as a session IPA. But a Goose IPA, that's a new one for me. It sounds like what you're drinking is a hybrid of two different beer styles. Goes and IPA.
But there has to be some good ones. Maybe this is one of them. We don't know yet.
We don't know yet. I have no idea what a Goose IPA is.
Now, a Goose is a sour beer, and typically I like to pair sour beers with things like chocolate, whereas an IPA, being a more bitter beer, I like to pair with cheese. So a Goose IPA, that combination, that hybrid, I'm not sure what food I would put it with, but it sounds like a really interesting combination.
Thank you for the information, Kaya.
Much obliged.
Cheers.
We're one of a kind.
So that's
two of a kind. I got it mixed up. It smells very citrusy, fruity.
That's a potent smell.
It's really potent. Oh, there's a lot of stuff going on in here, and I haven't even tasted it yet.
Yeah, I did. It's. It is.
This has a bit of a punch to it. And not a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
You said citrus, right?
Yeah, citrusy.
Yeah, it's citrusy. It is citrusy.
It's like they took a little bit of alcohol, and they put it in like lemon juice. Almost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making it sound like the worst beer ever made. It's not that bad. I don't dislike it.
If I had to guess, because Go's IPA sounds like a rather unique hybrid style, I would guess that a Go's IPA has a little bit of bitterness from the hop characteristics that one would typically associate with an IPA, but it's also probably fruity and tangy like a sour Go's normally would be. I would compare it to a carbonated grapefruit.
You know, it's too citrusy, a little bit too bitter for me. It's not a beer. Different taste. I mean, I'm the type of guy who drinks Molson X, Budweiser.
Classics. Canadian and Quebecois classics.
Heineken. I love Heineken.
Heineken's decent.
Heineken is probably my favorite, like, easy brew.
It's decent. I never understand. I know we got more cans to get to, but I never really understood the, you know, you have your beer snobs. We all know one in our lives. From what I gather from Kyle, he's as far removed from being a beer. He's a connoisseur. He's not a snob.
Well, I have to thank you for calling me a beer connoisseur rather than a beer snob. I appreciate the compliment. I don't want to be a snob. Connoisseur sounds much, much better.
But we all know snobs, and I never really understood the whole Heineken, you know. It's really not that good. It's not because it's mass marketed and mass produced that it's suddenly not good. It's a perfectly leisurable beer. I have no problem enjoying a Heineken or two on a good day. Is it the most delicious beer ever made? No. Is it the worst beer ever made? Just
no.
Because, but no, it's a perfectly fine beer. It's fine.
Yes, I like my Heineken. But this is...
It's not a Heineken.
It's too strong for my taste.
Too strong? Interesting. Okay.
Not strong in alcohol content, but the taste is it's wow. But sorry, it's a little bit. Also, you know what? It's a little bit gassy.
Gassy. Interesting.
Is there
a belch coming?
No. There's no belch, but it's a little bit. What am I looking for? Boy?
Fizzy. Carbonated. The carbonation is quite strong, yeah.
Carbonation is a bit strong also.
That's the last step there when they put in the
yeast. You know
what?
So I know that you are enjoying it more than I am. And I know some people will say that it's their favorite beer, maybe their favorite summer beer. Not for me. I don't want to throw them under the bus, but it's not my favorite. I'm sorry. What's the name of the brewery again?
L'Espace Public.
L'Espace Public. What's next?
What's next is From Russia
with love. Wait, are you sure it's...
You're one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen.
Thank you. But I think my mouth is too big.
Oh. No, it's not.
I do. This is another. They had to know.
So, from this one is Bon Baiser de Prague, which is from Prague with love. Or the French. The literal translation doesn't quite mean with love, but it's basically from Prague with love. The literal translation would be quite interesting in English. So this is a Bohemian Pilsner.
Bohemian's Pilsner. Please, Clyde.
I didn't know we had Clyde on the show this week.
Kyle, can you give us more information about Bohemian Pilsner?
Pilsners tend to be drinkable, refreshing, very smooth.
This one is brewed and packaged in Boucherville.
that's South Shore. My God, I'm already South Shore of Montreal, right? Boucherville.
Indeed. So Bohemian, it's a bilingual packaging. So for our English watchers, Bohemian Pilsner, both full-bodied in taste and subtly herbaceous. Bon Baiser de Prague offers a romantic yet authentic Czech Pilsner adventure. We're going on an adventure, my friend.
Ooh. This is, you know, more of a reference to Casino Royale. I mean, it is the a beer that, you know, it's obviously from the Bond title from Russia with Love, Bon Baiser de Russie, but at the same time, Prague. I'm sorry. This is where they also shot.
Prague.
They also shot. Yay!
Cheers.
Cheers.
Here's to us.
This is. No, that's
very smooth.
Very smooth.
Very smooth. Silky, almost.
Very, very, very smooth.
Mm.
I can see me drinking this anytime. Are you doing Daniel Craig?
It was funny. I was watching that movie with someone. What the hell was the context? I can't remember. But I was watching that movie with someone who had picked up on the fact that I do. And when it got to that scene, they burst out laughing. I was like, I guess I do that quite a bit, too.
Now, the question, do you think you started doing that before or after seeing the movie?
Is this where you grew up?
That is a good question to which I'm not sure what the answer is, to be honest with you. One of those chicken and egg type questions.
That's a smooth.
It's really good. It's fantastic. I love the packaging. Very simple.
Sexy.
Yep, absolutely. This, by the way, is a 4.9. So we're going back up. Organic beer.
Oh.
Organic beer.
Some of the tasting notes you're going to look for in a Pilsner are very bready flavor. Bread, cereal, grain.
So which one do you want next?
Let's see here.
I know which one we're keeping for last.
Do you?
What's usually you end a meal with a dessert. I'd end because this one has cacao. It's a chocolate milk beer.
This one right here?
Yeah, this
one. Okay, I gotcha. Where are you? Why do you hide?
The moon wrecker go.
The version, obviously, we got a little bit of, went into a little bit of copyright fun this week during the editing for a YouTube video. But last week, the episode we released last week, which was the Moonraker novelization, I sort of anticipated that. So I'm not going to go with the Shirley Bassey version as the closer. And I got this version. It's I could not use it. It was for the Moonraker novelization episode. She goes, "You love me." So this is a freaking awesome packaging.
Yeah, the packaging, you know, I
it's the final countdown.
Obviously, this nobody had any idea about James Bond when they but when I saw it, I was like, I need to get it. Cuz I think initially I wanted only 7 beers, but when I saw that one, I'm like, it's too cool not to purchase. There's an astronaut on top of it.
It's freaking awesome. And when this character takes off their helmet, you can go, a woman. So this is from Bose, which is like
beautiful
in French.
But they're located in Ontario. I actually went on a trip years ago to their brewery. It's
really
it's very. Farmy, I guess it's
a tractor.
Yeah, no, I know, but it if I remember correctly, I think it's like an old farmhouse they converted into a brewery. It's very. I like that brewery. It has
it's from our good friends Van Cleek Hill, Ontario.
Okay. Had a good time, you know. Oh, Kyle, what's the title?
This is a pale ale.
Pale ale.
You're looking a little pale there, Matthew. Need some color?
But do I look like an ale?
No, you look...
Kyle, please,
what's a pale ale and what should we I don't know, eat with a pale ale, or you know, what goes well with a pale ale?
And do you want to become an astronaut when you grow up?
Pale ale is an extremely traditional type of beer. Ales are top fermented hot, and they're called pale ales because of the pale malt. Because it's such an old style of beer, there's a whole range of different tastes and varieties and subcategories of pale ale. So one might be different from the next in terms of color, taste, appearance, but they tend to be pretty much amber or copper in color with a mild bitterness. They're very balanced. Some of them tend to be hoppier than others, but this is an approachable beer. Two of my all-time favorite beers in the whole world are both pale ales, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale and Fuller's London Pride. So because there are so many different styles of pale ale and subdivisions and subcategories, and it's such an old beer style that's been around forever, what would you eat with it? Pretty much anything. Think cheeseburgers, pizza, chicken, steak, meat pies, all of that would go well with a pale ale. It's a very ecumenical, all-inclusive style. There's a little bit of a difference between an American and British hops. American hops tend to be a little bit more aromatic than British hops. But the carbonation techniques can also make a little bit of a difference from brewery to brewery.
There you go.
You love me.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Did you shake that beer? Oh my god, I was not expecting that.
Sensitive to the touch.
Don't worry, Edgar, it happens to lots of guys.
Disaster averted, not.
Oh, that was, where did I, okay, you have the, okay, wow. Well,
is there anything coming out of
it? Jesus.
There we go.
Wow.
We're good.
Don't know if it's a defect, but whoa. This is just gas.
This is popping. We're going past the stratosphere.
Tabernan.
We are going to the Moonraker.
Oh my god. Be warned, these beers can explode. Plus de brou que de bière. Wow. Are you a bad pourer, or you just sabotaged my beer?
Tell you what. Give me you have a couple of extra glasses.
No, it's fine. Huh? All right. Don't worry.
Thank you very much to our friends at Bose for your
entertaining
explosive beer.
Oh my god. Cheers.
Interesting.
It, you know what? It's very similar to
Blonde James Blonde. Yeah. Blonde, excuse me. It is similar to that. It has that slight bitter twist. It may be a little bit more subtle. Maybe a little bit more subtle.
Yeah.
Pale ales tend to be mildly bitter, copper in color, and a moderate to low alcohol by volume. Pairs very well with all kinds of different foods.
Of course, there's also the fact that Bon Baiser de Prague was so silky smooth that now that we're drinking this, it probably heightens the fact that there's a bitterness to it.
There's also something else. Can you read the description? We'll see what because
there's not balanced, hoppy, and crisp. Whatever. Ingredients: Moonraker, Laser, Asteroid, local spring water, delicious, Organic barley, malts, organic oats. Maybe the oats?
Maybe.
Oats? The hops? There's... No, hops. What am I talking about? Hops is what... that's what gives the bitterness. It gives sort of the consistency. It gets rid of, I think, some unwanted microbes. It kills those off, and it adds the bitterness and the balance.
I don't know.
It must be the type of hops that are in there.
There's no. It's not. It's not bad. It's just it tastes a tad different. It might be just the water also.
I'll give you this much. It's distinct.
Yeah,
it's distinct. You definitely know. You definitely know.
It's not bad actually. You know what?
Want a little bit more?
No. I'm not going to, you know what? I'm going to have, thank God we have reserve glasses because this isn't going away very quickly. But it's not bad. I think I like it more than Blonde Let's Blonde.
Interesting. I don't know if I blonde, like it
let's
more.
Blonde. Blonde James Blonde.
Let's Blonde.
Jesus.
If you don't mind. Ooh. But... look, it's the perfect package. It's a delicious beer.
Yeah.
It's beautifully designed. You get a surprise when you open it. You know,
you might
fantastic.
I kind of it might be the filtration because I kind of get a charcoal taste. You know, not a charcoal taste, but you know when water is filtered, but through charcoal, there's a sort of mineral taste. It might be because it's the water. There's something I you know what? It's not bad, it's just different.
It's a great style of beer. Very traditional, very approachable. It's kind of what I would call an entry level to craft beer. Somebody who wants something a little bit more flavorful than a Pilsner, something a little bit more flavorful than a light lager might move on to a pale ale.
See, you look at Blonde James Blonde. Malt Sasquatch hops, water yeast, Prague. No, Prague starts with water. It does start with water. Interesting that Blonde James Bond doesn't start with water.
Maybe
I'm not an idiot. Usually when you put ingredients on the labels, the first ingredient is the thing that is
dominant.
The most. Yeah. Interesting.
But yeah, I'm going to go and get another. I'm going to get another glass. The boot is filled with for the next one. So far that's not my number two so far.
I have a confession to make. I'm a member of Spectre.
Spectre?
Spectre, the Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, Extortion, the great cornerstones of the world, leaded by the great criminal minds.
Correction. Criminal brains.
The successful criminal brain is always superior. It has to be.
Why become criminal? I'm sure the West would welcome a scientist of your caliber.
Oh.
Spectre.
What's in a Spectre?
It's an American IPA. 6.4.
Oh, tabernacle.
Oh.
This is one that there's two versions. There's the blue one and the green one. I don't remember what's in the blue one. I think we had the blue one when
we did. We did. Recording.
I remember us really liking that beer. If I remember correctly, one, because it's for a necessity.
There goes nothing.
Wait. Kyle, can you give us more information about what is it again?
It is an American IPA.
American IPA.
An ordinary American IPA is known to be distinctly hoppy, golden copper color. Some of them can be a little bit hazier than others. It all depends on brewing process. And as I've said before, when discussing IPAs, they pair really well with cheese. So if you need to cut the cheese, order an IPA.
It's from La Société Véro et Louis.
Oui.
And it's Véronique Cloutier and it's their foundation.
A little bit of live noise.
I actually verified that, but it's their foundation. And the blue one is for people that have autism. The green one,
Asperger.
Asperger.
Watch out, though, because the alcohol content on a lot of American IPAs can be pretty strong.
We enjoyed the blue one. Let's try the green one.
Welcome, Matthew. It's been a long time, but finally...
Here we are.
Here we are.
I thought you came here to die.
It's all a matter of perspective.
This is quite good.
Well, it's also all a matter of perspective.
But you don't like it?
No, it's pretty good. It's smooth. We're sort of swinging back towards Prague.
Smooth, but not as smooth as Prague?
Maybe not. Just maybe a little bit of kick there in the back.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There's a little bit of kick, but it doesn't overpower. It's not citrusy?
No, it's not citrusy. Well, I mean, then again, what's going to be as citrusy as...
Circus.
The circus beer. But no, this is pretty good. I like it. This actually might be...
You put number two and number three. I think I'm going to put number two. Are you going to put it in number one?
It might be my number one so far. My number one.
Oh. Smooth one. Actually, you know what? It might be. You know what? I'm going to agree with you. It is so far the best beer.
Its secret comes out. Smooth,
but a little bit bitter. But nothing too... It's still... You know, it's actually better. Like, it's not... Perhaps the From Prague with Love, Bon Baiser de Prague, is too smooth.
I don't know. Too smooth.
You want some bitterness with a beer. It's a beer. It's not, you know, unless you're drinking as my friend Guillaume, friend of the show Guillaume, once said, dessert beer. It's not a dessert beer. You want a little bit, you know, bit beer, a little bit smoothness.
It can be. Actually, it's funny that you mentioned that. Maybe would you consider Bon Baiser de Prague, because it's so smooth, a bit of a dessert beer?
No. You need something. It needs to be accompanied with something sweet or caramel, a little bit caramel. Caramelish. we're down to two. We are down to two.
Well, three technically.
Three. I don't see that. Okay. Oh, do you want to? That's from my home turf.
Ah, really?
I found
Three Rivers.
Trois Rivières. Don't translate the name. That's stupid.
So this is Grand Blanche.
La Grand Blanche. And what is it?
Blanche Belge.
Blanche Belge.
4.6. 4.3. 4.6.
Please, Kyle, what can you tell us about a Blanche Belge or a Belgian Blanche? Blanche? Blanche?
Oh, well, a Belgian Blanc or a Belgian Wit or Wit beer, White beer, Wheat beer is exactly what it sounds like. It is a white beer. Belgian Wit has become a very, very popular style ever since Miller Coors released a beer called Blue Moon in North America in like the late 1990s. But it's been around a lot longer than that. These tend to be a very hazy, cloudy beer, often brewed with lemon peel or orange peel and coriander. Sometimes they're even garnished with an orange or a lemon. So these beers tend to be pretty sweet, very refreshing, citrusy. I would call a Belgian wit or a wheat beer, white beer, Belgian Blanc, whatever you prefer to use as far as terminology goes, I would call this a very good first beer of the day. They tend to be very light, very refreshing, and fairly low in alcohol.
Must be from your home turf, because there's no English.
Oh, there's no English. I guarantee it.
Like a shark in the ocean, the Grand Blanche swims voluptuously in your mouth.
In my mouth!
Steel tooth.
You know, it could be Thunderball. It could be also License to Kill. But you know, I what I was thinking about when I saw a shark in James Bond. Jaws.
Jaws. expel them. Jaws, you obey me. Expel them!
I was thinking about that the other day, the Sharks of Bond. We got Thunderball, there's some shark action. Live and Let Die, there's some shark action. For Your Eyes Only,
you got
Never Say Never Again.
Never Say Never Again. When's the last time we had Sharks is License to Kill? It's quite memorable, mind you, in License to Kill.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the shark is almost... The shark is a character in that film.
He's a
shark is a plot device.
Yeah. But, you know, that... Bring back Sharks and Bond.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. Proust.
Oh,
this is extremely light. This is extraordinarily light. This almost has no taste.
No, there's an interesting aftertaste. What is in that?
This actually tastes like a dessert.
Yeah. I have seen there's almost like a fruity thing.
Water, malted barley, of course, wheat. There's citrus in here, les agrumes.
Oh.
And spices. There's
Il y a
les agrumes, puis les épices. Did they tell what citrus and spices.
What spice do they have?
They do not.
That's a very interesting beer, though.
I think they probably want to keep the recipe a secret. So.
No, I don't mind, but it's just that it's probably the citrus and the spice that.
Yeah, even their
almost like pepper. I want to see
their fanciful description doesn't swimming in your mouth. It doesn't. It mentions there's citrus in here, but not more than that.
One of the most noteworthy authentic Belgian wits is a beer called Hoegaarden, which most people, I'm sure, have heard of. If they haven't heard of that, then they would know, or at least North Americans would know of the beer Blue Moon, which is an American interpretation of the Belgian wit beer style.
Interesting.
I usually don't like Blanche, but this one?
Yeah, no, I can't say I don't gravitate towards... What is that in English? White beer? Is that what it's called?
Is it do you name
Belgian beer? Or I think that's what's supposed to be called
Belgian beer. Yeah.
I don't gravitate towards them naturally, but I agree. This one, it must be the citrus and the spices.
Course it is. Honestly, I think the spices are what makes the difference. I almost say like it tastes like pepper, but not overpoweringly. Just a soupçon of pepper.
Yeah, there's a little bit in there. It's interesting.
It's really interesting.
Food pairings could go a couple of different ways with this beer. Because they're sweet, you could pair like with like and have something sweet with a sweet beer. I'd go a different route. Because it's sweet, I would go with something that contrasts it and maybe pair it with spicy food to try and get something to balance out the sweetness in a Belgian wit.
It's not going to be number one, but...
It's not my go-to beer style, but I do like it as a good first beer of the day because of its light, refreshing, sweet characteristics. And the young ladies seem to enjoy this style of beer, so maybe it is worthwhile keeping a few cans in your house.
I'm trying to understand the shark... And the citrus and the pepper. I don't quite understand it.
Don't try too much. I think I think somebody had a shark drawing and they need a beer to put on top of it. They said Grand Blanche. It's a Grand Blanche, Great White.
Yeah, Great White. Cocarius. What? A Great White Shark. That was actually a little bit too
Connery.
Your
Dalton is on point.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh. Dun, 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 dun. Golden Ale. Dun, 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 dun. And what is that?
Oh, it is the Golden Ale. very simple, but I
think it's just a pale ale, right?
Attractive packaging. So this is a ale doré, a golden ale, pale ale, in other words, West Shefford.
That's
Bromont.
Dans Québec. Les.
C'est brassé à Bromont.
C'est brassé à Bromont. Another city in Quebec.
Les brasseurs de West Shefford.
Please, Kyle, regale us with details regarding
golden ale.
Golden ale or pale ale.
Oh, I was just reading this for the Daniel Craig interview. What did you ask me? Oh, yeah. Golden ale. Excuse me. So a golden ale is another subdivision of pale ale, which tends to be made with pale malts. In the United States and in North America, we might call this summer ale. And sometimes summer ales are brewed with things like lemon peel or grains of paradise or honey, but they don't necessarily need to be. I would pair a golden ale with a hot dog at a baseball game because of its summery, easy drinking characteristics.
Strict rules of beer tasting, Goldfinger. Pass me your glass.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, it really was just...
You know, I just picked that one. Is it yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah, no, the day before yesterday because it's Saturday today and tomorrow. It's still Thursday. I bought that and I went to two grocery stores, you know, looking for inspiration. The first one and nothing that inspired me. And this one, when it was in the corner, when I went to actually have it scanned, it wouldn't scan.
Really?
Yeah.
What was up with that?
I don't know. I think it's either new
counterfeit
or
counterfeit beer.
It is. Oh, cheers.
Salud.
I must say, so far, that's the best, just look-wise.
It's such a nice, rich golden. Yeah, I
really like the color of that.
That is something. Are you with me on that one? When you, maybe not with a beer you've had a number of times before, but when you're served your first glass of a beer you've never tasted before, what I do sometimes... As I put it up to the light to see, you know, what does it look like? I want to appreciate it. This has a beautiful, beautiful golden sheen to it. It's absolutely extraordinary.
It's almost glowing. Santé. Santé.
Mm. This is certainly on the lighter side.
Yes.
Doesn't have much kick. There's nothing in the aftertaste.
Yeah, it's goes but down. It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's very smooth.
Very smooth. But it's funny because we tasted the Prague, the Prague earlier, and it was smooth. Again, you know, when you start tasting so many, not that we have that many, but still we're at our seventh. You know, when you start tasting so many beers, it's fun because that's when you start to be able to distinguish different levels of, because this is sort of our second smooth one. I would argue that from Prague with Love is smooth, yes, but that has a little bit of boldness in the background. Golden now is really just exclusively smooth.
Yeah, it's
there's really not much. It's which is fine. I don't have a problem with it, but I might go
can
back.
Can you read from the sure. the can a little bit? See if.
So this is another unilingual. So an ale that puts at the forefront the colors of golden golden grains. It lets escape a soft aroma, a soft honey aroma, and floral aroma in your mouth. The beer wants to be easy to drink. The cereal is what imposes itself, but cereal doesn't taste that much. I think that's the thing. The cereal imposes itself and leaves a final, subtle bitterness of the oublon.
There is
the oublon hops.
There's a little bit of kick at the end.
It's subtle. It doesn't get much more subtle.
Yeah, but it's there. But it's so smooth. I think it must be the Ami. Or the
herb. Well, we know why it looks like that all of a sudden. I know it says the color is supposed to be like that, but it's really the honey. It looks like, obviously, it's more liquid than honey, but it looks like I'm drinking honey. It does.
Truly, it does.
Brighter.
Who is that?
What is that one?
This one is the Bitter Englishman.
But what type of beer is it?
This is extra special. Extra special bitter.
Yeah, I don't know. God, you have... I haven't almost the impression they invented that term?
No, there could very well be. However, I will say this. First of all, hopefully you're not too bitter. Hopefully you're having a good day. Nice to see you again.
Ah, well, it's nice to see you guys too. And it's nice to be seen. I can't wait till the next time we can do this in person. And no, I am not especially extra special bitter. Not today.
And I do like the ingredients, though.
Oh.
Dark mahogany plus toffee.
Yeah, that's the dessert beer I was referring to.
Yeah, well, actually, those are obviously the flavors. It's malt. You have Cascade and Willamette hops. Never heard of that before. Water and, of course, little yeast for the fermentation process. You know what I'm saying? So it really was just a countdown. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why the countdown just blew up.
So did Moonraker.
Ooh.
Hey. Oh. Hey. But this is, it's very relaxing. It's very, very relaxing. The alcohol content is 5.1, which honestly, for a beer as dark as this, is not that bad. Sometimes you expect the darker the beer, the higher the alcohol. Your blondes tend to be a little bit smoother. Your darker beers, your maybe not your ambers, but your browns, the alcohol content goes up a little bit. It's actually pretty respectable at a 5.1. You don't chug it, but it's pretty decent, actually.
No, this is quite smooth. It's sweet, especially sweet. I mean, it tastes like chocolate.
Apparently, they say toffee, but...
But chocolate toffee. With a bit of a caramel, I was going to say.
I agree more with the caramel than the chocolate. I agree more with caramel. But, no, it's very interesting. It's I do... You know, it's...
This might actually... Go high.
Oh, my goodness. Save the best for last, apparently. Right. Even better than the Spectre.
Where to lose it's dessert beer. It's not something
with specific.
It's really specific. Really niche. When you say beer, you don't think of this thing. But it's not bad. It is.
Oh, far from it.
It is actually quite good. But like I said, it's you don't get. Why am I even saying that? You don't get drunk with a beer like that. But when's the last time you've gotten drunk? The closest I've been, it was probably in Toronto, and even then I was just, you know, happy.
But you require, you know, some glasses,
gallons of alcohol.
Yeah, I don't require as much. I'm not the drinker I used to be. I couldn't tell you the maybe it wouldn't have been the online pokers with Emery, maybe.
That was a while ago. That was almost like a year ago now.
What year is it?
Of all the beers, this, like I said, this is a board game type of beer. Yeah, I would play board games right now if you had one, or even maybe not poker, because poker, you know, want something a little bit stronger than that. But, you know, something relaxed, almost very chill.
Or the Prague would be the one.
You know what? Even better. It's still. Right now, so there's still the pandemic going on. It's still curfew, but it does happen that, you know, you've been seeing this lady and she says, you know what, I'll spend the night at your place, and you're not living in your apartment. You live in a little cabin in the wood and it has a fireplace, and you're just
having this beer, and you're in
a little something.
That's when you drink that. That's very smooth. Like for somebody who's, you know, doesn't like too like beer, too strong beer. Even though it's a 5.1.
Yeah,
it's not, but some bad. People don't like the taste of beer. This is.
This almost covers the taste of beer with the toffee and the caramel feeling. This actually hides the taste of the beer. We've had other ones today where I felt it tasted a little bit. They're all very good. Well, not different variations.
They're all very interesting.
Yeah, they're all very interesting. But I think they all did a pretty good job. Even the smoothest one, which I think was the Golden Ale. Like, even that one, I wasn't necessarily under the impression that I was drinking beer. It was so smooth that, you know. A badly brewed batch tastes like beer. If you know what you're doing, especially if you're a microbrewery, and I have to think that if you're a microbrewery here or elsewhere, the idea is to distinguish yourself, to go against the grain, so to speak, is to come up with flavors and be adventurous and creative. And I think, you know, the lineup we've tasted this evening slash early or late afternoon slash early evening, it was a good example of the creativity of these microbreweries, whether it's sort of a little bit sweeter if you want to go down that route, or very extremely citrusy if it's the Circus beer, my personal favorite, the Spectre, which was that nice balance between blonde softness with some character to it in the background. It's been an interesting experiment this afternoon.
Yeah, no, it did not disappoint for an episode.
My boss is in Reykjavik, Iceland. That is where Spectre's located.
Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement to make. I'm buzzed.
So this one actually has a fourth measurement bar. The Blonde James Blonde had three. This one has four. You got color, you got bitterness, sweetness, but there's this fourth bar here that for reasons I can't get into, I can't show the can mic, the can camera, is how many people do you have everywhere?
What?
He's everywhere. Everywhere. He's sitting at your desk. He's kissing your lover. He's eating supper with your family.
What?
I know. And it goes from zero to infinity.
Do you, like the eight symbol on the
side? Yeah, it goes around the can. That's how many people we have.
Oh my God, M. White.
M. White, who owns this? Yeah. M. White is behind this, yeah. Got his name right there. He's growing a very, very beautiful.
He sabotaged our special can.
He did. I mean, we keep boasting about people everywhere, but like, this guy knows how to get into the books we order on Amazon. He knows how to get into these Quebec microbreweries.
He's everywhere. He's
everywhere. Everywhere. We do have people everywhere. Wouldn't you agree?
You really don't know anything about us.
We do have people everywhere. www.thejamesbondcomplex.com, which also serves as the Tumblr account to this day. We're on Twitter at The Bond Complex, Facebook, The James Bond Complex, Instagram at The James Bond Complex. We're hosted at anchor.fm. We thank them for their gratuitous services. If you care to watch us, which we hope you're doing right now, clearly we're on YouTube, rumor has it. Search for The James Bond Complex, subscribe and tickle us with a thumbs up button.
Kling!
You can listen to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, my old friends on iTunes, which is now Apple Podcasts. Search for The James Bond Complex, subscribe, write a review, and leave us a 5-star glowing Golden Gun review, a 5-star hopping Golden Gun review.
And Kyle,
where can you be found at? Where are you?
Who, me?
Just as James Bond always returns, so too with the James Bond Complex, with another video at some point. At the time of this recording. I don't really know what the next video is, but we'll come up with something.
I would have thought watching your TV shows was torture enough.
Sur ce, toujours un plaisir. Merci, à la prochaine.
Au revoir.
Check this out, baby. See you next week. Hasta la próxima. Arigato matane. Gassam ham nida. Dam jue bogatsam nida. Ciao, belli.
You know, I need to learn that in Klingon.
Well, let's say au revoir. I have a suspicion we'll be meeting again. Think the turnaround time on this is going to be short, do you? Well, I apologize. You're going to be spending quite a bit of time in the editing room, Monsieur Auclair.